late bloomers to another episode of Late Bloomer with Tom and Gene.
I'm Tom.
I am Gene.
And welcome to Late Bloomer with Tom and Gene. And we got our first guest, Gene.
I know. I am so excited. Obviously, we had Maddie on before
as well.
But this is the first guest that we have on YouTube.
For visual. So now you see our glorious faces and our guest's okay face. So we are so excited. Let's bring him in. It's our good buddy. He's a YouTuber. He's an animator. A phenomenal debater on YouTube. Our good friend. Please welcome. He's actually an average wingman as well.
An amazing wingman.
Our good friend. The amazing Lucas. Oh, my goodness.
Keep your panties. No, thank you.
Woo. All right. How you doing, Lucas?
Doing amazing.
Thank you so much for coming.
No pun intended. Thank you for the invitation.
You know what? We just, the things that we do for our boys are just out of this world, you know?
100%.
So was that 100. A proper introduction for you? Did you like that?
That was good. That was good. That
the
was
average
good.
Wingman part?
That was, you know, I always expect some stupid. Can I curse?
Yeah, you can whatever the fuck. All right, you
gotcha.
Want.
Fuck yeah. I would expect some stupid shit from Tom, but yes, that was good.
Yeah.
We've known each other for 2 years, so it's at this point, you know.
I would say, Lucas, but the primary thing is that you're very active on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Would you call yourself a YouTuber?
Would I call myself
hungry?
A YouTuber?
I wonder if the mic's gonna get that.
Probably thought I had something. I usually. No, I didn't. No, I had salmon. No, I had food.
You're right, you did.
I had.
You're right.
Okay,
You're welcome for that
recommendation. I needed more. I don't think so. I feel like that's a douchey term.
What?
YouTuber?
YouTuber?
Why?
I don't know.
Literally everybody wants
to be who introduces themselves as a YouTuber?
Half the city.
I feel like now, well, obviously LA, it's a different thing, but I feel like also now, like, saying a YouTuber is almost a positive. Whereas in, like, 5 years ago, you said you're a YouTuber, people were like, you're a fucking joke.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. I see it as like
a, now the new joke is I'm a TikToker. That's the worst.
Is that the new YouTube?
That's the new YouTube.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, but when you're out and people say, "What do you do?" What do you say?
I do animation.
But you, but your main
until we get until we get close enough that I know you're not crazy. Then I'm like, you know, sprinkling. You know, I kind of do a little bit of this.
Yeah, you say entertainer and animator a lot when we're like
entertainer.
At a bar.
That's a good one.
You've said
have
that,
I said that before?
All the time. You say
I'm on a whole nother level.
I'm impressed by that. No, I would never think about it. I'm an entertainer.
That's kind of what that's I good. Go by as well, right? I do like acting, comedy, TikTok, all this shit.
How many auditions
like,
have you been on?
When, you know. Anyways,
what a doucher.
All right, let's get this guy off.
This guy,
off.
Like, what do we even need that? We just need Lucas right and Gene.
Just Late Bloomer with Gene.
But no, seriously, I would say I'm an entertainer. You know, I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm a TikToker. Right? Yeah. Even though that is probably my primary platform.
That's the follow-up to entertainer, though.
What is?
What do you mean?
Like, what do you do in entertainment?
Yeah. Right. That's true, but that's the first thing. I wouldn't be like, hey, what do you do? I'm a TikToker.
So what, you immediately, what, deflect the conversation?
Not necessarily deflect, but it's like I do a lot of things, right? I don't just do TikTok. I don't just do acting. I don't just do comedy. I don't just do a podcast.
Okay.
But it's like, hey, I do all of these things, and then if you want me to elaborate, then I will.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right.
So let's talk about your YouTube career. I've seen your early videos of like 2014, 2015.
Yes.
You're kind of in a parking lot with like your phone, I'm guessing, and the only lighting you get
is
the sun.
Cool.
We do our research for our guests. We're thorough.
Research. That's what women say. Oh, I just did my research.
Listen,
we looked you up on, what was the site I looked them up on? It was like, no. It was like YouTube... YouTubedrama.com.
That's him.
Yeah.
Really? Oh.
He never looks himself up, which is very humble.
More than that. That's weird.
What, looking yourself up?
Yeah.
You're just too humble, bro.
Have you guys looked yourself up?
I mean, my giant 700 followers.
It would be ridiculous to say you've never Googled yourself. We all have.
My name is so generic, I would have to dig to find my name.
That's true. That's true. It's like John Smith.
It is exactly like John Smith. Yeah. But anyway, so let's talk about your early YouTube. I mean, what made you want to... Just start in, like, what did you start, 2014, 2015?
Felt like I could 2015? Do it better.
Do what?
YouTube, yeah. So you what was talking? Well, it was about, what was it? The first video
was... weightlifting.
No, the first video was actually about which superheroes were on steroids.
Oh.
Wow.
That's interesting. Okay,
Quality content, mind you.
Only the highest... And you shot with, like, a little, like...
Yeah, it was in my phone.
Yeah.
Not in my phone. That would have been dope, though.
Yeah.
No, it was on my phone in the parking lot. Yeah. I was like, Hulk is
at the gym? Wow.
Yeah.
What made you just wanted to start, you think you can do it better, and I think you got in at probably like the prime years, like the 2014, 2015, because I think it's impossible.
I think you got in even early, I could say.
Really?
Right? I think YouTube really started blowing up, like, I'd say 2017, 2018, right? That's when, like, you know, the Team 10 house and, like, all that other stuff.
I'm saying, like, Dobrik and Logan Paul, I mean, they've been doing it for years. I mean, they were, like, the early teens.
Right. But he's been around pretty much just as long.
Right, I suppose. Yeah, I suppose. So, like, was it, how often did you post in your early days? Were you just like, let's see how it goes? If I get
numbers, we'll see how it goes. Because at the time, I was working at the gym.
Personal training, right?
Yeah. It was mostly fitness.
But
and YouTube is always something you wanted to do, even while you were, you know, working at the gym?
No, not always wanted to. I just felt like, it's like, I don't really. The people are following, it was like cool, but at the time, it was like, it was when fitness was really big and everyone was like, oh, I'm going to, you know, take off my shirt and do, you know, workouts.
They still
do
that, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. It's so cringe now, I feel. And I hate using that word, but it is.
I get it.
I was just like, yo, I can, like, yeah, I know. I knew about bodybuilding. Definitely comment on, you know, the Olympia and, you know, this person and that person or workouts and whatnot. Because I was doing it. I was living it.
You're incredible with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
was your growth more like, was it one video or was it like you threw out 100 and it just, you slowly saw it? Or?
Yeah, it was mostly seeing, you know, where, what connected and then what connected with me. It's what always connects with the audience. It's not necessarily what you like or enjoy or want to comment on.
And we have questions later on your, because you're more political now and that's even more polarizing and you get so, I've seen countless of your live streams, man. You have 3 days dedicated to people calling in. Disagreeing with you.
It's fun.
Yeah, I mean, you're good at it.
We were doing some research on you, and you had, like, this one, I mean, like, multiple throughout the week, but, like 2-hour-long live streams.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, damn. Like, dude, all these people really want to hate on you and ask you questions and argue back and forth with you?
It's more of a scene. It's more of seeing where my headspace is and also probably seeing where their arguments lie, or what they believe, or what their
motives, almost, or intents.
What is it called when you go into something you already have a,
like, a preconceived notion?
Yes, there we go. Preconceived notions.
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. So your early days, you were doing like bodybuilding. I think you did like a little like dating stuff, and then video games and
Because bodybuilding and dating went hand in hand. I was like, okay, because there's not that much fitness to talk about.
I was just
like, yo, if you don't get how to do a squat after like 3 videos, like, just jump off a bridge. I don't know what that's
right.
So I was like,
they can't jump it, they're gonna need to squat.
Yeah, just lie down and
just roll over it.
Exactly. And then I noticed a lot of people got into fitness because of like, oh, I want to be big for girls. So I was like, okay, it seems like the markets overlap.
Got it. And so you saw a lot of like fitness YouTubers, like, these guys have no idea what they're talking about, they're terrible form, they're not that big, or is that kind of what's going on?
Well, there, I felt it was a way to broaden the audience.
Got it. And did you notice, like, were the bodybuilding videos getting way more than the dating or the
it was kind of hand in hand.
They're similar numbers?
For the most part. The fitness videos were doing a little bit better, but the dating was like, oh, okay, what's this? What's going on?
So what made you want to transition into the political area?
I was already political. Friends and family growing up, they already knew. It was like I would get into arguments. I wouldn't say arguments, but we'd have discussions.
Yeah, passionate. I've seen your discussions.
Passionate discussions, we say.
Sure.
And I thought it was really interesting when it came to Trump and Hillary. I thought that was just like, yo, who is this guy?
Uh-huh. Got it. And I mean, the SEO must have been phenomenal at the time.
Yeah. It was good.
Because you have, what, 2 or 3 big name people that you get in, like, people compare you to a lot?
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably 3 or 4. I don't know if we can.
Who are some of those? I personally don't know.
That's fine. It's like Officer Tatum, the Hodge twins, I believe they're more political, and then ABL, right?
Yeah.
Those are kind of like the 3 that they always compare you guys to. Everyone's comparing to everyone.
In that little circle,
When I saw your old school stuff, I was thinking more like Elliot Hulse.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I never saw
that. You guys know who
that is? Elliot? Yeah, I know Elliot. Did he go
political?
No. Your older stuff.
Like fitness.
Oh, okay,
fitness,
gotcha. And then like, sounds like how to pick up chicks.
Gotcha. Yeah. I know he was at like the 21 Studios or 21 event or whatever.
Now he does some interesting stuff. He does like semen retention and stuff like that.
Wait, what?
Really? Yeah. That's really? Actually a huge community right now. My buddy Gold Jacket Luke, I don't know if you guys know who that is.
No.
He's like the pioneer of like NoFap.
Yeah.
On the YouTube, in the YouTube okay. community. And like,
yeah, we don't do that.
Yeah. We like coming. But
yes.
No, it's like, that's a huge community now. And Elliot Holtz is behind it. Like, really? Don't jerk off. Your testosterone stays higher.
Yeah.
You'll fuck more girls. You won't be such a beta.
And you're going to last two pumps. Confident.
Yeah.
You're going to last two pumps. Like, I've done a NoFap for a while. I think you've done it for a little bit. Have you tried it?
I've done it a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I've noticed is you're a hell of a lot hornier, but, like, it kind of dilutes your whole mind when you're, like, trying to think.
I get what you're saying. Know, because you end up, your whole entire day is surrounded around, like, how can I get laid? How
right.
can I fuck this girl?
Right.
What's this girl doing on Instagram? Should I slide into her DM?
Right. Yeah. What has been your experience with NoFap?
Did
she do it at some point? Wasn't it you?
Let me try and come up with an experience.
Okay.
No, I feel like that's where you make poor decisions.
NoFap.
Yeah. I think that's dangerous.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
I agree.
So what do you
I
mean
agree.
By poor decisions?
Dangerous. That's like you just need something. You need a flesh puppet or something. Like
a flesh sock.
That's what they
flesh
are.
Flesh sock, okay.
That's what they're just walking. Flesh.
Oh, I
puppets.
See what you're saying. Okay.
Oh, you're saying the person
yes.
is
yes,
a flesh.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Gotcha.
So it's
got
like
it.
Miss Piggy, everything to.
Is that what you
I was
called her?
Say Kermit the Frog, but I was like, it's not that
whatever
bad.
Whatever your vibe is, man. We
yeah,
don't die.
Yeah, no.
Oh, so
yeah.
you're saying people's standards get lower?
Oh, completely.
Yeah, okay.
I can
yeah.
imagine.
Okay. I see.
Imagine. You
could
imagine
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I could imagine. I can't speak personally, but I can
right.
imagine that's what would happen.
Okay.
Based on my experience, not to harp on fucking NoFap for too long, yeah. but based on my experience, the first 2 weeks is very tough.
Yeah.
It's very tough. And
very
you're
hard.
Like very horny.
Long.
Right?
Yeah.
And then after you get to about a month, you kind of go back to your true self.
Wow.
You get less horny. They
yeah,
say
then what's the point?
They say the maximum like testosterone level is yeah. at 2 weeks, 14 days. I think it's actually 13
God,
days.
Dude, I couldn't even go like 4 days.
After 30 days, you're just kind of like,
because you don't do it that often
what,
now, right?
What's the
I,
end goal, though?
Masturbate maybe, well, I'm really exposing myself.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, this
yeah.
is
but
cool.
I masturbate maybe once a month. If
wow,
that,
that's impressive.
If that, I mean,
that
I'm
so
obviously.
Impressive.
I'm obviously having sex with girls in between. But like, no, I'm serious. It's
yeah.
sometimes I'll fuck girls and I won't even come. Not that I'm like purposely stopping myself, but sometimes I'm like, yeah, you know, I don't really.
Do you climax
need to
or orgasm?
Right. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Well, I mean, coming is orgasming.
I know, but
guys.
If you're not coming at all, do you still get that dopamine hit? After
no.
You,
well, it still feels good.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
You're still enjoying like
got it.
The intimate times with girls,
got
but
it.
Not necessarily like releasing.
Got it.
Okay.
What about you,
all
Lucas?
Right.
Same question.
Got nothing for you on that one.
All right. Back to YouTube here.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, I guess so. But I do want to get into.
But what's
okay.
the ultimate? What's like? What's the end goal? Like
the,
what can you say is different now?
Okay, so
than previously,
so the improvements I've seen is more energy.
Mm-hmm.
I am more aggressive, not aggressive in like a creepy way, but like
mm-hmm.
I'm, you know, more direct with girls.
Yeah.
If I, you guys have all had the nights where like Friday night rolls around, you're tired, you
mm-hmm.
get kind of horny, so you jerk one off and then you're like, ah, I don't even feel like going
yep.
out tonight.
All the time.
Oh, I'm just going to pass out. Oh,
yeah.
I'm just going to make some food and watch Netflix and
yeah.
pass out.
Yeah.
I never have.
Are you guys spying on me? No, I'm joking.
Yeah. Actually, that was our research in your window. Just it's like, okay.
I feel eyes on me.
Eyes. What is he watching on Pornhub?
Got it. Well. We know that one.
What is that? I don't know what that is. For our viewers out there, what is he watching?
What is your go-to?
What's my go-to?
Yeah.
Thickness.
Yeah, we know. That's
okay.
Right.
Thickness.
I know. Yeah.
So what kind of thickness are we talking
so,
about?
But
Tom and I have this conversation all the time.
Well, so him and I do all the time. So I say my thick is like 1Q. His thick
what's
is
1Q.
Like THIQ. Like just thick. His thick...
Okay, so you
I
mean
like
you have like 5 Qs. You're like thick.
Not at all. Okay, that's
yeah,
overweight.
That's, for
that's
sure.
overweight.
No, it's
there's
not.
There's a difference
no.
between like
so you
thickness.
Like clinically obese. Like,
morbidly,
like diabetes,
no.
type A, you're just turned off. No.
Yeah.
No. Absolutely not. But there's a difference. There's a level to thickness where it's like.
Give us like a celebrity. Like, I don't know. That you think is like Nick. It's like Cardi B too
yeah,
much.
Yeah,
or
give,
like
it,
Nicki
give us,
Minaj.
Give us
like what's like your.
I don't
speed.
Know. Because a lot of them have plastic.
Oh, yeah, you don't
that's,
like plastic.
That's very.
Okay, so you like natural thing.
Yeah.
So just straight up fat.
No.
There's cellulite everywhere.
I love the recharacterization.
Okay, yeah. Like, so give us an example. Yeah. Or if Tom, you want to start first.
Well, you know, mine's like Ariana Celeste.
Okay.
No, Ariana.
She's a UFC.
UFC ring girl.
Ring girl, yeah. Yeah, I met her once.
There's no way that's another... thick. That's like fit, probably.
She's, well.
No, he likes, he's saying he's... Ariana Celeste.
No,
I,
no,
I,
no.
I,
no.
I know what he likes. Yeah, okay, what is it? What he likes
no,
is.
No.
Is Kim K.
When she was like in
K.
her 20s. In her 20s,
who's
yeah.
Kim K.
Not now. Kardashian.
Oh, okay. Kim K. Oh, sorry. Kim K.
Come on.
Excuse me. I was like, what?
No, I yeah, they're a little
Kim Kardashian is what he's
in like the 20s.
That's,
in her 20s.
That's big.
Not now, when she was younger. She was way slimmer, but like way more.
Okay, then that's not
bottom.
Thick.
I know. That's what my point is. One Q.
Okay, no, then that's not. That's
not even a Q?
That's not Q.
Okay, so now I need to know your Q.
That is just.
Okay, give us a celebrity. Yeah.
I don't even know any.
Who's
know
your background
on
that? Your phone.
Oh, she's. I don't know. I don't know what that is. I'm trying. I can only give you.
You have told me.
I'm thinking of. I'm only thing I can think of.
Porn
stars.
Because you had like on your some of your YouTube streams, you'll talk about this, and I think you had. Was it like Larsa Pippen when she was younger? Was that your street? Scottie Pippen's ex.
I don't know.
You don't know what I'm talking about? Okay.
I don't know.
Give us,
I can't
like,
think of anything.
Who do you follow on IG that you're like, that's it?
That I know their name? I don't know. I don't know any of their names. I just
okay.
know their bodies. Does anyone really look at a
name
when you're following? I'm just saying.
Okay.
That's
okay.
The only reason you follow. Do you really know the name? Just like, no, she's nice.
Okay, okay. So
okay,
so
okay,
for
I
what
that.
I go for,
he's like
it's, jacked, it's the opposite.
Vascular.
Really?
Out.
No, no, no.
Like,
no,
like
no.
From the back? When
no,
it's
my,
the
okay,
back.
So I've had that. I thought I wanted that until I got it. And then it was like, yo, I'm...
Let
like doing myself.
He thinks I want fucking 182, 4% body fat with no. That's
you
not
like,
what I like.
You like him jacked, huh?
What I like is
vascular.
Just
if
a
we're,
massive
if we're,
clit.
If we're staying on the if we're massive clit. What the
massive,
fuck?
He's freaking
about.
Injected himself with stories.
We're talking body types.
That,
he goes straight
your,
into talking
is
about.
Is that your clit, or you're just happy to see me?
I
okay.
It's jacked.
What I'm into
lean clit.
What I'm
hey,
into.
Little fella.
Oh, shit. What are you benching?
Shut up. All right, all right. I'm gonna say what I'm into. I'm
right,
into, like,
okay.
If we're staying in the fitness industry,
okay.
Buff Bunny. You know what I'm talking about.
No.
Alpha Leeds, wife, Buff
He doesn't
Bunny.
Know any of this.
Okay.
Buff Bunny. I need to see.
Okay.
She's jacked.
Visual.
She's jacked.
Okay. If we're talking.
She's jacked?
If we're talking. She's not jacked.
Buff
she's
Bunny.
Got, she's got muscle.
Hey, look it up.
She's got some
yeah,
light
look it
abs.
Up. Look it up. We'll put it on the screen for you.
Yeah.
Buff.
Yeah.
Bunny.
Yeah, we'll put it on the computer too.
Bunny. This is Buff. She's not jacked.
She's not jacked at all. He's just exaggerating.
Like, he says, I like fat. I don't like fat.
Well, okay.
That's
maybe
what I
she,
like. No, she's definitely...
See, I told you.
She's definitely...
I told you.
I spoke too soon.
She's definitely got some muscle on her. But
she's like a bikini person.
Yeah, she's like a competitor.
Oh,
like a...
No.
She has like her card.
She. I'm not saying I like her when she's on stage with a fake tan and 4% body fat and hasn't eaten a donut in months.
That's
yeah.
not...
I mean, like, you
that's
know, when
basic.
She's not competing.
Ooh.
That's basic.
What
that's
do you
not,
mean basic?
That's not fitness. You can see that in any gym.
That's basic. I'm not saying...
I feel like those are the same thing, essentially.
No.
You and him.
No, no,
not
even a little
not
bit. Not even a little
fat.
Bit.
Is this fat?
No, it's not fat. What
it's not fat because he thinks mine is fat.
Right,
okay,
right.
Okay, so yours
yeah.
is obese.
Okay,
fat, obese,
no, it's
fit.
Not.
Fit, fat, obese.
Mine's healthy. Healthy
curves. His is healthy.
And mine
his
is healthy.
Lean.
Yours
like meal prep.
Yours is a slight mom bod.
Yours is skinny.
Yeah,
mine's
yeah.
fit.
His is
that's
way
not
skinny.
Fit. That's skinny.
And
yeah.
yours is like loves Krispy Kremes. You know. So it's just,
wait,
it's,
I'm sorry. Who doesn't love Krispy Kremes?
You went to Krispy Kreme last
my,
okay, calm down there.
I'm hoping my girl doesn't like Krispy Kreme.
Of course,
okay.
Everyone loves Krispy
that's
Kreme.
True. Okay,
okay,
let's go back.
Can we go back to YouTube? That was a bad
let's
going
go
back,
back
to
YouTube.
Okay.
Can
okay.
you give us like a basic timeline of like when you started and kind of how you've come up the ranks and
yeah.
become what you are today and what you do today?
Start at the basic time. I'm not good with time.
Facts.
Naturally.
As we know.
So it's just, it was fitness with dating, that transition to political, and then that's where we are right now.
That's it.
And really interesting.
Would you say this is what?
I won't say political because I do have gaming.
Yeah, you do video games.
That's what
every
I was
night.
Gonna say. Yeah.
So
and then I have my animation channel, which I need to revive. But yeah,
what would be your advice? Because him and I have this debate a lot. Is you just fire him out? Like, well, if it clicks, great. But I'm just gonna keep producing, or are you like one video for the boom?
No, like, I was very much firing them out.
Just you didn't care much about production quality, or did
here's,
you?
Because one thing I noticed, I was really big into quality when it came to my fitness vids and everything. I was like, yo, I'm gonna have lower thirds. I'm gonna have the graphics come
in.
Yeah. That's good, but I think you can progress to that. You can want to
do that, but
all that work and time and energy up front, unless you're gonna put money into SEO, unless you're gonna put some money to get those videos
ads
after
ad,
yeah. advertisement. Well, I was like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
I would wait. So it seems like a progression. So the channel, so it's like a community. It's like, oh, he didn't have lower thirds before. Oh, it's a new quality camera.
You kind of see your story.
It's a nice little story. It's a nice
story.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what were those moments like that you were just like, this is bullshit. Nothing's happening. No videos are clicking. I'm getting too much
hate. I was never like that. Never.
Really?
Getting like, because I always imagine it of people in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's 10 people. Then when I remember I got excited when there was 100 people. Like, that's 100 people who sat through, like, a video. Right. Then 200? Like, what? I think what happens is people belittle the number because they just see them as numbers. Not understanding that there's a face behind there.
Right.
Like, if you were in the auditorium, there was 400 or 500 people there listening to what you were saying.
Yeah.
That's a little bit different. I don't think a lot of people could
perform them.
That'd be intimidating. Yeah. Extremely intimidating.
I know exactly what you mean because I do stand-up. So you perform in a 200-person show. That's... Right. Fucking massive, right? But I get 200 views on an Instagram video. I'm like,
bail.
Oh, it flopped.
So do you think people are just comparing themselves to the greats of like the Logan Paul and Dobrik and these guys? Like, well, I want to hit 15 million and I only got 40. Is that, do you think people get so hung up on the number?
I think they do. And I think instead of comparing as far as the number, they should compare the content and what led them to that road of getting the million or whatnot. And that's going to come down to as far as the audience. Whether or not there's a big enough audience for what you're even good at.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, as far as consistency.
Because
there are a lot of people who probably put out... I've come across dead channels before. I was like, why are they stopped?
I know one.
It's good. Like, don't put... Yeah? You got dead channels? But it's consistency. And I think that's difficult if you're not... If you're expecting that 1,000 or a million video or this and that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just putting it out there. Because it's going to change. It's always going to change. You're going to be like, you know what? I don't like how I'm doing this. I don't like my intro. Maybe I want to change my intro. Mm-hmm. I don't even like how I'm speaking.
Because
maybe I want to go a little bit lighter, a lighter pitch so I don't come off as aggressive in this video or in this video. So all of that just comes with doing it. Mm-hmm. As with any profession or any
real
job.
Success takes like time and resilience.
And also comes to knowing of you. Being consistent and also being intense. Having integrity,
because
I know there's a lot of times where I early on when it's like, I feel this way about this topic, but I know my audience that I've amassed is it going to resonate with that?
Right.
So it's like, how do I go about that? Usually, most of the times, what I know a lot of other YouTubers, what they do is instead of talking about it, they just don't talk about it.
Really? So they're holding themselves back. And do you think the audience can sense that as they're listening?
No, like, no. Because if you've created a pattern. Worst thing you can do is break that pattern.
Right.
But if it's not broken, then the audience is going to know. It's like, oh, okay, great.
Right.
Right, interesting. Right. So you're saying some people, other YouTubers maybe, don't even address it at all, and they just talk about something else.
Yeah, because it's to the detriment of the channel.
So they throw away everything for the numbers, essentially.
I mean, in some cases, once you make it a profession, then it's like, yo, if this is going to hit my check or is this going to hit my income, then...
You got to do it.
It's
how do you feel about that? How do you feel about maybe you feel a certain way with
especially
with
politics?
Looked you up. We looked like, you up, and it says that you classify or people classify you as a conservative YouTuber, right? Or based on politics.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say there's something you don't agree with, whether it's abortion, whatever it might be.
Mm.
Do you not even address it, or do you address it even if that means getting less views and losing subscribers?
Before I wouldn't address it, or I'd take a very soft approach to it. where it's like soft criticism, not to enrage, you know, the core base.
Yeah.
But now I felt like I just, it reminds me of like a 9-to-5, where it's like you have that employer, you have that boss, like you're a fucking shithead, but I can't tell you that.
But the so the audience is this boss entity.
Exactly, and it's like the whole point of doing YouTube was to get away from that.
Interesting.
So it was like I was creating my own prison.
Right, because no one really sees the behind the scenes. Like, you'll show up really happy and whatever for 10 minutes. That's all your audience sees. But behind the scenes, you could be getting really affected by all the hate, all the criticism. Because I've seen you on good days and bad days. I've been with him behind the camera on those good days and bad. You're really good at it. I admire the fact how you don't really, at least as far as I know, you don't really bring that with you. Because you get us. I've never seen anybody who I know personally get as much hate as you. And it's pretty remarkable how good you are with that. Because I don't even know if I could handle it.
It's online. It's like, man, like, you're not going to do that. You're not going to kill me.
I always tell you, I'm so paranoid.
Those are going to be my last words. You're not going to kill me.
Yeah, and everyone's like, where's Lucas?
Right. What had happened was...
Mortal Kombat. I mean, you know, you and I go out to bars and clubs around here, and you'll get stopped a lot. But every now and then, I'm like, oh, if this is one of the guys that, like,
you snapped on. He takes a side step until they're like, no, I really like your stuff. Oh, okay, cool, man. It's cool.
Tom does that.
He's ready. He's ready to book it.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, does he have a gun? He has a knife? Oh, he's cool? All right, sick.
Okay, all right, okay, we're good.
Really?
We're good.
I mean, to that extent.
Here's the thing. I feel like I'm untouchable. Good show, by the way. No, that's what? Invincible. My fault, sorry. What's it? Yeah. Thank you. Good show. That's just how I feel. I'm like, because I feel like no one's that crazy. I know it is, but I don't feel like they would ever come.
But in LA, I mean, I feel it's unlikely for you. But if you were to go to like the South, because you argue a lot with people typically from the South.
Yeah.
With your views and political beliefs. So
you would think it'd be the opposite, actually.
Well, it depends, I guess. It's very contextual on wherever you stand.
I'm just naive about it. I don't really consider like online someone saying something online as like an actual threat.
We ever been out and you got slapped by a chick? You've gotten like called like fuck off. I don't think you've ever gotten slapped.
Yeah, no slap. Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah, I don't think you've
ever. We've all gotten told to fuck off.
Oh yeah,
off
plenty
by
of
girl.
Times. Too many times. Anyway, so what if you were to start YouTube now? No, you didn't know. Like, I think. If you started 2014, 2015, probably a little different than starting in 2021. How would you go about starting now?
So right now, there was like a method that I used to follow. I was going to write a book. It was
write a book?
Well, a little ebook or something.
Okay.
On YouTube.
Sign up for his email? E-book.
No. It has to be relative. Because I was doing this with my animation channel. It's like, yo, how do you start an animation channel? So it has to be relative. So one thing I found out through my animation channel is that if like for Mortal Kombat, right, the movie coming out, so to make it relative, I would make the animation, I would do like an animation review over the trailer and then maybe compare it to like the Mortal Kombat games.
Interesting. Do you think your thought process is it more like what's clicking or like what you like? Because I feel like those are kind of,
it's a combination. That's what it was. Okay. Rev. So the acronym was Rev. So relative, entertaining, and valuable.
Got it.
So entertaining, well, you're YouTube or whatever the platform is, you have to be entertaining. If you're not entertaining, there's no reason to watch you.
Right.
Now, the thing is with entertainment, that's going to be dependent on the viewer. Mm. They may find this person, you know, entertaining and that person, you know, boring, where you may be the complete opposite. As far as valuable, it has to be valuable to the viewer. So you may like whatever you're about to say, but if it's not valuable to the viewer, then they're going to turn it off.
Right.
But that only comes without putting out content.
Got it. Like, often? How often would it be? If you started now, how
at least 3 days. At least three times a week. Because you need to get the temperature of the room. You need to get a temperature of yourself and how you interact with camera, because some people aren't used to being on camera. So you're good at, that's pretty, you know,
it's
intimidating.
It's very tough.
Having just a camera, and now you have to be entertaining, you know, deliver or whatnot. So that comes with that. And then you have people who are like, oh, I like this guy, or I like this about you. Then the worst part is when you have two conflicting opinions. Like, no, you should keep it like this. And you have people saying, oh, no, you should keep it like this.
That's money.
Then you have to decide, okay, which one do I go? Which one do I feel comfortable with?
Got it.
So you have to, in order to judge how you're doing, you're going to need some feedback from the audience.
But like even I'm saying even well before that, you can't even you're getting a view, two views.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting a, maybe a comment from a bot. Like you just is it just keep your head down and keep
producing? I'd say at least 100 videos before you start
worrying about numbers
theorizing on what to do. Really? At least at least.
Now my question is the growth organic growth on YouTube good enough that if you just keep posting somewhat decent videos, you can continue to get views? Or do you have to derive traffic from a TikTok, from your Instagram, from telling friends, hey, go check out my YouTube video?
Mm-hmm.
Driving traffic is always good, but if the content's not there, they're not going to stay.
Doesn't matter?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, so retention
but,
is
but
like,
the YouTube algorithm itself is good enough that you could get views just
I believe so. I believe so, because I proved it with my animation channel.
Mm-hmm.
Based off the you know the relative entertainment and valuable,
got it. That's like an anime. Do you think that demographic for animation is it for gamers? Is it for aspiring animators
it's
or all of it?
That's the beautiful part is that the pool is big enough where I can get a gamer because they're playing games.
Right.
They're gonna have an interest of well always you know someone who plays games eventually that thought is gonna pop in their head. It's like well maybe I could do this or maybe I want to get into that profession.
Right.
Someone who likes the game. It may not be interested in how it's made. They just may find it just interesting. Like, okay, so that's when an animator goes through to create a combat attack. That's
right.
What's taken into it.
Right.
So that's where, you know, it's entertainment. But, you know, infotainment, it's like the new
mm-hmm.
where it's entertaining, but you're actually learning from something.
Got it. Okay.
But as far as YouTube growth, yeah, one thing I always advise is get at least three or four people that you want to or are in your category,
in your niche,
right? That people compare you to, or you want to be compared to,
got it,
and
it.
See how do they go about it. You know, what stories do they cover, and what stories don't they cover?
I'm just thinking of all your. You get a lot of call-ins, so the reason why I'm laughing is that everyone's like, "Well, Officer Tatum said this."
Yeah, well, that's
Abel
good because now they
this.
Have something to compare me to, but,
yeah.
And also controversy sells,
right?
And
then when you and Tatum or whomever have a live stream, your views are.
It'll probably blow up. The people will probably, you know, there's that overlap.
Right.
Where people are like, well, I follow you both, or why I only follow you, or why I unsubscribe from you, and
yeah.
I went over here. And that's just naturally going to happen once you get to that point.
Wow.
Yeah, and I also think, like, for now, I mean, TikTok is the hottest thing, right? So, like, using TikTok as a funnel for the YouTube. Do you have a TikTok?
I don't.
Would you ever consider getting one?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because I think funneling is extremely important. Because even with YouTube being, let's say, I don't know, they throttle or they make a new rule or something,
mm-hmm.
as long as you have that organic growth, as long as your audience knows where to find you and you have an audience and they'll listen to you, whether it's, you know, a newsletter,
mm-hmm.
an email list, you have that. As long as you have those numbers, those names, you can always tell them, hey, no longer on YouTube, I'm on Twitch. Or I'm no longer on Twitch, I'm on TikTok.
Got it. Okay.
And you do that with your website.
Yeah,
you know, like a newsletter or email.
Yeah,
database.
It's very interesting as far as the retention, as far as how many from Instagram to YouTube. You'll have more from YouTube to Instagram than people going from Instagram to YouTube, and that's going to just
really
gonna be with A and B testing, just to seeing like, okay, what's going on? How many people are going to be coming from Twitch to my Instagram versus my Instagram to my Twitch?
Right, and or YouTube to Twitch or Twitch to
YouTube.
Yeah,
however
that's
you want to go.
Been your main thing recently. So what would you? Because he's a big TikToker. And how would you format your TikTok? Would you do like just 10-second quick hits of like
I don't know
arguing?
I don't
or like what would be your vision?
All my TikToks that I've seen have been like dances.
Yeah,
or
we're not gonna do
it's
any.
Like Charlie D'Amelio in the Sway Boys.
It's something. It's like a something really funny,
really
just
quick,
small little just
right.
bite.
Yeah.
Right.
But I don't know if there's room for different edits or
that's
I don't.
Genial.
And like we were talking off camera. There are so many different niches, just like YouTube in TikTok, right? Like, I follow one girl who talks about, like, facial symmetry. And then I follow another guy who talks about crypto. And then I follow another, you know, a girl that just because I think she's hot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So many different niches.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like YouTube.
I can imagine the political niche is
so
right
I
there.
Think you could either, like we said, cut up your 10-minute videos to six different clips and post them all throughout the week or the day, or you just make quick little like, hey guys, want to talk about something real quick, politics, blah blah blah, funny, blah blah blah, cut.
You know what I would like to do? Some skits.
Yeah.
So maybe that would be where
Just get out, just TikTok. Start woeing, and just,
you know, just, well, yeah, obey the law, but.
Yeah, you're not going to do that. Anyway,
let's get into dating.
This is our number one podcast that we talk about is dating, all right? So we need to know, I know a good amount, but for the listeners,
okay.
How are the women going right now?
The it's very
plural,
nice.
By the way.
No. We have, I call them potentials. That's what I call them.
That's a good word. Potentials. Okay. And how are you meeting these potentials?
Just like money, you should have multiple streams of income. So it's the same thing. It's the same thing with women. Whether it's apps, in person, websites.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you meet most of your women?
Right now, it's Tinder.
I mean, potentials.
Tinder.
Yeah.
It's dating apps. Tinder,
Bumble.
I haven't done Hinge. Someone's recommending Coffee Meets Bagel.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Hinge, I've heard good things about, but
Went on a Hinge girl last week, 2 weeks ago, recently.
No, it was Tinder.
Tinder.
Hinge.
Okay.
Hinge wants me to verify for some reason.
Yeah, I'm
like,
here.
It's a picture. It's like,
oh yeah, you have to like match it. Yeah, dude, I'm not doing that.
Like, yeah, what is this? I've gotten complaints off of Tinder though, because I've had to reset my my account. They're like, hey, your whatever you've been doing has been like considered harassment or something like.
What the hell are you messaging them?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just like, yo, is your hair real? Stuff like that.
Bruh.
Yeah, that's...
Really? Yeah. Getting offended by, is your hair real?
I had this one chick. You know I don't like gingers.
Yeah,
so I had...
We know this. Or I know this. Yeah.
So I matched with this ginger chick.
Yeah, I know. You showed me the messages.
Yeah.
Well, why'd you match with her if you don't like ginger
chick? Well, I didn't know it. I figured she was a redhead. There's a difference. So she had a really good picture. She didn't have freckles. She had a really good picture. So I didn't know if she was like a ginger. Because I don't go off the second. If you're good on the first pick,
so you
you're
like
good.
Fake red, not real red. Hair.
Okay.
What are you talking
real
about?
Real red is red. Ginger is orange.
Oh, dude,
he's very specific. He's really technical on how he does.
That's like me being like, I like blondes, but not strawberry blondes.
You don't like strawberry blondes?
What?
So I'm saying that's like
ginger. It's not red at all, though. It's not red at all.
There's like a red tint.
No.
But I always, you look at freckles right here and then on the shoulders by the nose.
Ugh.
So you match with this ginger girl. Yeah.
But anyways, I was like, did you read my bio?
You wrote on your bio you don't like gingers.
I said no gingers.
He's very explicit. Oh, yeah.
Very open.
You're
like
a savage.
No gingers. It helps with the filtration process. You lose a lot of time. I know a lot of people lose
a lot
of time.
That's
I call it the phantom zone. You ever been in that situation where you're hanging out with someone and you're just like, oh, well.
Yeah.
You don't know what it is.
Yeah.
You're in the fucking phantom zone. That's why.
Yeah, those
nothing has been set and you just waste time. Sometimes the phantom zone can last years. So I was like, yo,
years.
Yes, absolutely.
You just
get comfortable.
Like,
Ryan, are you like,
I thought like talking. And I'm like, okay, well, hit it quick.
I was like, yo, you read my book. She's like, yo, what do you have against gingers? I was like, first off, if that's your question, you're not really offended by me saying that.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, it's like they have no soul. She's like, don't you think that's a little childish? I was like, no, it's been studies, you know, the freckles take. Right? I'm going serious
on it, actually.
I'm obviously taking the piss, but she's like, no, that's absolutely incorrect. I'm just a little sensitive by it.
Okay, so you were just fucking with her.
Well, I'm actually serious, but in this case,
you're serious about the soulless thing.
Yeah. All of it. But I was just letting her know. She was like, yeah, no, my family was discriminated against, blah, blah, blah. Scottish, Irish, or some shit. I was like, okay.
She went on a whole thing.
I was like, what does that have to do with you? It sounds like your parents were. It doesn't sound like you were. And then she unmatched me. I was like, so you don't unmatch me by saying gingers don't have souls,
but I
call you out in the nonsense.
Well, she proved it. I mean, she like wanted to show you where she came from, so that was a good sign.
Yeah,
right?
I like that. Yeah,
but,
I was like, wow, really?
Yeah, but
I wouldn't
smart.
Have even gone that far.
Yeah,
I would have just stopped messaging.
I just would have cut it, yeah.
On both ends, you know? Like, why even let it go?
I can't help that. I want to see how far I can push it.
So, like, what's your, because you've been very successful ever since you moved to the neighborhood, and
don't say that. It makes it sound like I'm like a community dick or something. Like,
no, but like the reality is
you've been very successful ever since you moved.
Since you moved, you've been doing very well.
Going down the block.
No, but objectively speaking, you've been doing very.
I think
well
it's a different.
Let's give listeners some more context than the neighborhood. Okay. So you lived in downtown Los Angeles.
Yes.
At a nice apartment or something like.
Sure.
That.
I wouldn't go that far.
Sure.
But yeah, okay,
yeah, we could say that.
Ish.
Guess who helped
and
him move?
It had a roof and four walls.
Okay.
Barely.
Then, Then Tom recommended you move to Hollywood.
Yeah. That is correct. That
and
is
you
correct.
Live near him now yeah. in
that
Hollywood.
That is correct.
Yeah. Now keep in mind the difference between downtown LA and Hollywood
night
is like
day.
6 miles.
Is yeah. it? But, I mean, oh, okay.
It's literally
a distance. It's like 8.1.
I mean,
it is a big difference, especially when you're going to Hollywood parties, meeting Hollywood girls, and you're like, hey, where do you, and she's like, where do you live? And then you're like, oh, downtown LA. She's like,
yeah.
I never had that complaint.
Well, you haven't gone out since you moved yet.
But when everything was open, I didn't have that. I'd be like, yeah, I live, you know, near downtown. It yeah. seems like forever in the Uber, though.
That's the thing.
That's brutal.
Now, you're going to realize in June 15th, when everything yeah. opens up, when you're trying to bring the girl back, it's going to be
But also, do you think living near or in Hollywood makes it easier to pull them back to your house?
Yeah, location is key. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if they're obviously, if a girl's really interested, she'll go to fucking Temecula.
Right. You can, right. but that's, I don't know, that time period of in the car, going
there,
back to your place,
back.
It's like 30 minutes. One time it was 30 minutes. I had to like, okay.
Talk, entertain. Because
like, constantly it was like,
are
we there yet?
What are you doing?
Yeah. Are we there yet? How much longer? And I'm just like,
just let's talk about your
eyes. What's the,
what
oh my
you
God, your eyes? I didn't know your eyes were two different colors.
That's crazy. How long have you had that?
No, they're not.
Your parents?
In this lighting, I'm looking at, okay, you have
Drive
5
hurry
minutes.
Up, hurry up, come on, get there.
Come on, bro. Get it together. And then on top of that, it's a sketch area. So she's like,
yeah,
so I play it off and like, you know, I'm gangster, you know, and you know, she's like, oh, stop it. She's like, yeah, you know, thug life on my chest. She's like, right, just to prepare her, prep her for the environment she's about to go.
Yeah.
Because it's a very
he had a prep
really.
Me.
We're going
when
from
I had
Hollywood
a
party
in.
To like, you know,
yeah.
near Skid Row or whatnot.
He'll go
really?
To a nice house.
I mean, it wasn't that bad.
Or here.
It was
I mean, when he's been here and he's brought a girl back from your house, like, let's go downtown.
And this is crazy
different.
To me because, like, yeah. obviously I've never been to your place, but, like, I would never think
fine.
The amazing Lucas.
Yeah, is that an amazing place?
I had no problem with that. For me, I would still be there today.
Thank you for that.
But, yeah.
Well,
I give credit to Tom. Because yeah. you know what? Someone also was telling me, someone called in. And they had, like, a problem with black chicks. It was a black guy said, yo, I don't really dig black chicks. And what he said, he's like, you know what I found out? It was the area I was in.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wait, interesting.
Because he's taken a lap around the neighborhood. Very small, like, a mile. He's like, bro, there are stunners everywhere.
It's
I'm
a
like,
different quality. It's a different
oh,
quality of women.
In Hollywood. Oh.
Yeah.
It's a different quality of people as opposed to certain areas.
Not necessarily like, better. It's whatever you're...
See, it's not right. necessarily better, but yeah. if you're looking for something... Mm-hmm. that's not there, or it's going to be very hard to find, mm-hmm. then you're...
It comes down to volume, essentially.
Yeah, you're fighting. You're fighting.
Right, right.
And it's not needed.
Right. And you could go to a Jamba Juice in Hollywood, and there's one type of girl there.
Yeah, the gym.
You go to downtown Jamba Juice, and there's mm-hmm. another type of girl, right? Mm-hmm. So you're just... It's
or
not being surrounded by...
Because you're going to a new gym.
It's a girl from... Let's say it's a girl from Jamba Juice in Hollywood that less frequently spotted in downtown or in certain areas
so
in downtown.
So it comes down to volume again, right? And then you texted me, right? The first time you went to the gym, like, bro, holy shit. It's different than the gym in downtown.
Yeah.
It's just more people, right?
Because it's like, it's a difference between a big fish in a small pond versus
a
big fish in a big pond.
Right. So, like, I mean, even on your Tinder and Bumble, you've changed your radius to what, 10 miles? 5 miles?
I've kept it the same. I don't like to drive that much. So.
I know you don't. So,
but I've also realized it's dangerous. Because if you get with someone and then something goes south, and they're like a block from you.
Oh.
It's like, and then you go to the same gym
yet?
Or something.
Has it happened yet?
Yeah, it's happened before, yeah.
All right, since you moved?
No, not since.
Okay.
God,
I was like, geez,
come on, dude,
you're
making
I mean, most of the time, though, it works in your favor that you're near them.
Yeah.
Most of the time. I'm not saying that one
Yeah,
crazy
absolutely,
shit,
absolutely,
right,
absolutely.
Right.
You'll be going to some nice restaurants with these new girls, too, so. That's kind of, so what was your strategy for the Tinder and Bumble? Do you have good pictures, good bio? What's your pickup line?
So I've been looking
thing?
At, I've been, because I had to revise my my profile. Some of the stuff I was doing natural, but the first one was like have a good lighting.
Yeah.
I didn't know how much that was important.
It's huge.
I don't know.
I mean, that ties in with good photos. And on Tinder, Bumble, that is literally your whole profile, other than the, 250 characters you get in your bio, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So one thing I do like is that you can have an avatar. That's one thing I do like. Like,
wait, what?
What I mean by avatar, it's like a different...
I haven't even been on...
I mean like a different
what
a different representation of, like, let's say, I don't know, you want to be the bad boy. So you can put up like bad boy pictures or whatnot. Got you want to be, you know what? I want to attract a different type of girl.
That's true.
It's like, well, I want more of a, you know, a CEO or whatever it is. So you put up pictures that represent that.
Yeah.
That's right, one thing I do right, like.
Because right. He did a strategy where he's like just trying to attract the party girl. So all his pictures are at bottles.
So that's a different profile right? than, yeah. you know, wifey right, or something.
Right. Like
so,
me and a bunch of chicks at a club, right? That's right. like me, one type of guy.
Yeah.
And then me with my cute puppy, that's a whole different type
yeah.
of guy.
Right. Yeah.
So what's your
yeah.
vibe right now? Wifey? It's always been wifey for you.
I guess you could say that.
Yeah.
Or, yeah. Yeah. I mean, not wifey, just. Not wifey, but I think it's just. Good guy.
Yeah, you know that's.
I think good guy because the first one's a good picture, it's just a profile.
Shirtless.
Face. Second one is full body.
Okay.
And the third one's like the Halloween physique photo.
So do you think?
Physique photo. Okay. Do so you like think a shirtless the, Halloween?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
okay. Do you think? I'm guessing Tinder, yes, but in person, because you and I had this debate or not debate, but this discussion off camera of like your muscles ever since you got really fit and you competed, has that helped in any way?
To an extent, it's also hindered me a bit as well. Because if you have a girl who's used to like the muscle guy, like my ex was a muscle guy, yeah. and she had like a bad breakup, she puts you into a category. Right, oh, you're the muscle douche.
Right. Doesn't even matter.
You're
not say a word, and
well,
you're a dick.
It's better off being the muscle douche than the skinny guy that doesn't even get a chance.
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
right.
I mean, like I've seen you out.
To an extent, but yeah. The great thing about that is that you already know that category. Mm. So you naturally come up with lines
yeah.
or rebuttals or how to you develop that douche right. game, how to I don't know, temper her expectations of your douchebaggery. It's like,
sure,
oh, I'm
sense.
Not like that.
So do you think if you'd never had the muscle, would you be in a similar spot because of your game or your charisma?
I think so. I think yeah. all of it is just, how I view it is games and it's lives in a video game. If you got money, that's going to count probably about
bump.
Three lives.
Sure. yeah, it's going to be a few.
Good
yeah.
body.
Two.
A life, maybe a life and a half.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Good job.
Yeah.
Ambition. You know, motivation.
Yeah.
All that gives you lives.
Got it.
So
but you still have a foundational chance, according to that. Because these are all like attributes on a video game.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
Taylor.
Yeah, and that gives you, I think that gives you more lives depending, you know, someone, let's say, who may not have a body or may
right.
not have a good conversation. Like, I've noticed I've gotten handicapped severely in some cases where I know, in other cases, if I didn't have, I don't know, the physique or I wasn't able to do that, I would have been blown out.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
is like, you
yeah,
know what?
Yeah.
You're cute. I'll let you slide that you said that's stupid
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
You're like, you know what? You got muscles. I'll let you slide. You said... Yeah. Things like that.
Right,
that's
right.
I have
but
countless
if it was
stories.
Like an ugly dude that wasn't confident and said something like,
yeah.
damn girl, you got a fat ass, then it's like, what the fuck are you saying, you
yeah.
fucking creep? But
it's,
when
yeah.
you say
it's
like,
game over.
Oh, he's so charming, he's confident.
Well,
right.
Well,
right.
you can get the fucking creep, but you can calibrate to that.
Right.
Whereas an ugly guy, it's like, okay, you don't have that many lives to spare, my dude.
Yeah.
So
right.
you're going to have to be on point.
Right.
And
right.
that's dangerous.
Just
you're
like
right.
how girls will say amongst each other, like, oh, he's a douche, he's this,
yeah.
but he's got a big dick. Or
he's got muscles.
Right?
Got
it's crazy
like,
how that works.
It justifies
weird.
Something.
Just,
yeah.
just
and it's
weird.
Like, there's something else about
like,
him.
He's such a degenerate, but like,
yeah.
I hit him up at 3 a.m. because, you know, he's,
yeah.
he's hot.
He's such
right?
an asshole to me, but this Birkin is so nice.
I love
oh,
his,
okay.
his car,
like,
his apartment.
He has a good heart. Okay.
He's
okay.
really funny.
Okay, sure.
So would you... I know you and I know you've told me instances of this as well. Like, would you ever date a girl who had different beliefs, whether it's your politics or Spider-Man or who's
Bruh,
the best Spider-Man?
This one chick. Oh my God.
Dude, he went off on me. He's like, bro, this girl. You tell a story. Tell
she said some nonsense. She was talking about how she didn't like Spider-Man too. I miss,
oh,
and then she
you
went
can't
on
tell
just,
him that. You can't tell
I
him
almost
that.
Flipped. I honestly flipped.
Wait.
It was a light
He's
flip.
A diehard Spider-Man,
it,
too.
It was on, like, there's yeah. certain things that I just, okay, bad feet.
Yeah.
Like, your feet not done. There's bad feet
Nails.
And then your feet not done. There's
yeah.
people, there's just girls who just have ugly feet.
Yeah.
The shape of their
so
feet.
So you like, you like feet.
It's not foot fetish, but there has to be...
He has a pre-requirement for some of these women who, like, he will look at the feet first. And for me, I'm chest
I go,
first,
yeah.
usually.
Feet
he
up.
Goes feet up.
Feet up.
I don't. I go
what?
This
feet up.
Down.
Feet up. Like
I go chest face down.
Face down. That's yeah, what feet I do, yeah. up. If they're having open toe shirts, okay, let me see if, you know, there's a pedi there.
He looks at the feet and yes. the nail, fingernails. He'll look at nails? I can't eyebrows. You do eyebrows, right?
Good eyebrows? Yeah, you have, yeah. If you don't have good eyebrows, I can't, it's not going to work out.
For me, it's ridiculous.
I just.
When we're out, he's like, bro, I'm a kid.
Wait.
What Tom will do, he'll think, like, bro, you're just bitching out. I'm like, no, bro, her eyebrows yeah. are atrocious.
Dude, I tell you, that's, you're bitching out so many times.
So you're telling me if a girl is very attractive, has a fat ass, as uh-huh. you'd like to
Thick.
Say it.
Thick.
Great face, mm-hmm. nice girl, but like eyebrows are ratchet. You're
I can't
like,
do
no.
that. I can't do that. I can't.
Gene, I'm telling you, no, I've gotten can. So no. close of slapping the shit out of him. Literally, just
you're
like,
I can't another level do of it, picky. Bro. I just, yeah. it's not picky. It's just like, yo, that's. I don't.
It's one thing to be like. It's one thing to be like.
Like, teeth are different.
You
teeth
have bad like, breath.
Yeah.
Like, which, sure, I yeah. get that, right? But like, eyebrows?
I guess
no, I think, don't get me wrong. Eyebrows are important, but like, eyebrows.
How do you tell if they're angry or not? I just there's certain things I can't deal with that. I can't. Mm. And then I'm thinking like, if I want to have children, my child's gonna have bad eyebrows. I'm just like get tattoos.
We got little Lucas coming out. Listen,
I had an ex. She got tattoos. A few exes and tattoo the eyebrows. Right, eyebrows. You know what are they call tattooed makeup or whatever.
I understand that part.
It can be. Depending on how little you have, because I've seen some where it's just like, yo, it's
there's
just
zero.
You mind most
girls who literally have nothing. You just think you're all lying.
You should just put a marker. Like you should, like, just staple the Nike sign to yeah. your face. It would have been better. That's just do something.
Yeah.
I don't think that's acceptable in today's age.
So.
I just can't.
Dude, I'm telling you, I've gone out with him for years, and this is what I have to deal with.
Like, if she has crooked teeth, I don't mind about that, because I know you have Invisalign.
What? That should be the opposite. You should be more worried about
the
teeth.
You can't grow more brow hair. You can get, where's the line, though?
Where's the line? Where are your teeth going to grow after, like, 12? Like, how, we got to get braces?
You can get braces, yes. That can be fixed.
So you're willing to sit through a girl,
2 years of braces.
2 years of braces of dating a girl.
It's get a BJ years. From a girl in braces? Get
BJ?
The fuck out of here.
Not, no.
BJ.
Invisalign. It will take like a year. No. Depending on how bad it is. I'm not talking about they're going Allen Iverson. They're throwing up gang signs.
Every
you know, which they're
way.
Doing sign language with their teeth.
So
I'm
you're
just
okay.
saying.
Overall, you're okay. just very picky.
No, it's not picky.
He's not. No, he's right. I understand where he's coming from.
There's certain standards that everyone has. There's certain standards that you have that you're like, yo, these are my no-goes.
See, for me,
he can't think of any.
No,
but
no. For me, it's more characteristics, right?
Yeah. Oh my
like,
God,
she sleeps with too many people.
Yeah.
Or like she's not caring. Or like she just doesn't care about her body.
Okay, how do
right?
you? Okay, so,
things like that. But eyebrows?
No, but no ghosts. You have okay, not caring, all that. You find that out in due time. I'm talking about straight up. Yes, no.
Physical appearance. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so my physical appearance, the things that I won't do is if they're too overweight.
Okay.
That's just a no-go for me. That's but fine. Eyebrows.
Other than that, that's it?
If they're... Okay. Obviously, they have to be a certain level
as
of
long
attractive.
Under 120.
As long as they have... If they don't have a heartbeat, that's a no-go.
They can breathe.
If they're mildly not overweight and they have a cute face, I can deal with it.
Okay.
And then
what
after that, it's all personality.
What constitutes as a cute face?
It's too subjective to like.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that would where we get into the nitty gritty. So a cute face for me, you have to have eyebrows.
Okay.
For you, they can have no eyebrows. You'd be like, well, she, you know,
well,
she has a cool
personality. I mean, if she draws on her eyebrows very well.
I'll but hold the pen.
Has
I'll
a
hold
great,
really?
Has a nice face structure.
Yeah.
Has nice hair. Has nice nose. Has, you know, not ratchet.
What about
ass
fake
teeth?
Lips?
We talk about it all the time. We don't like it.
Okay.
But
it's acceptable.
If it's to a certain extent,
there's
it's
a volume.
Okay.
There's a fishiness.
But if you're
fish
like
lip
fucking
it.
Fish lips,
yeah.
no. That's a big no-no.
Oh, my God. So you don't mind a little filler.
First off, he has like a no plastic policy, which is highly unlikely
really?
In the city.
Really?
I don't
know. And you
no
also
plastic.
Don't know if they're also zero plastic.
I am.
You realize when you
they'll lie.
Who's lying about that?
Oh, my God.
Every girl lies about that. They know you don't like it.
Celebrities lie about it when we have a track records of how their face looks, and then all of a sudden it changes.
Yeah.
And they still
well,
lie.
Well, I hit puberty. I'm a late bloomer, so that's when my lips started to form and everything.
No.
If they're in Hollywood, I can promise you they've gotten some sort of work done.
That's fair. That's fair. I don't mind that. Yeah. I'm just talking
fake about lips. Like, you're no.
I'm not a big fan. I'm not a big.
All right,
Botox filler.
Let's break it down.
All
that's
fine. I understand Botox filler. All that. Fine.
Let's go head. Let's go head to toe. We know the toes. Let's go. What is your ideal woman from head to toe down? Describe it. If it's hair
ideal
color,
wifey.
Height.
Sure. Ideal
yeah,
wifey.
We'll do wifey. We'll not do hookups. Yeah, ideal wife.
Probably more along your lines.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You don't like mine? Mine's too like curvy for
yours.
Me.
Is,
yeah.
Okay, yours.
No, no, no.
Is,
we're not talking body
down.
Type.
Not
we're not
totally
talking
curvy.
Body type. We're talking.
Oh, we're not.
Like,
okay.
Oh, you are talking.
I thought we were talking body type.
I was going for body
oh, so
type.
You do like the more.
Oh, as wifey, like, yes, because they're going to expand as they get older.
He thinks like an investment.
Yeah, I get. Yeah, that's exactly what they are. It's an investment.
So you like
I would never marry thick. I would never marry thick.
That's fair.
Never.
That's fair. I can
never
see
in a million years.
Gravity.
I would probably marry like slim, skinny, or fit.
It's all about the fit for me.
So what? Long hair, short hair, blonde, brunette.
Long hair, but she can be short hair as long as she has the ability to have.
Yeah,
long
not hair. Everybody. Yes. Scarlett Johansson's like. The only one. But,
okay. Do you have a preference in race?
Not necessarily. Just fine. Really? I think fine is a race.
See, that doesn't help me, though, as your wingman. That doesn't help.
Fine is a race.
I throw you women, and
okay,
I don't know what you like.
Blondes or brunettes?
Preferably blondes.
Okay, that's crazy.
That's
natural.
Studies
have shown.
Let them go.
You're naturally inclined to be more receptive to blonde than brunette.
That's facts. Okay, I've seen that. Okay.
Because they stand out more.
Exactly.
Okay.
No, false. First off.
They do.
That's our way set.
Do you like brunettes more?
No.
Yes.
There
is a blonde from further
not
away.
Not for me.
Oh,
but
my God.
You like brunettes.
You're a statistical anomaly. That's fine.
Eye catch.
That's false.
We're talking eye catch.
It's not false. It's true.
Bro. Do you care about eye color? Blue, green, brown, red?
No.
Okay.
No.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
I like the contrast. I think that's what it is, the contrast. I'm a big contrast person.
Between what?
Like the blonde, and then usually they're like
white.
Golden brown. No. Golden brown.
Oh, so tan
blonde. Like
blonde.
Jiffy, like Jiffy cornbread.
So okay. he likes
cornbread.
The Barbie look like I do.
Yeah. I hate to, but that's what I grew up with.
Yeah, you're a Californian.
That's what I grew
up
with.
Both of you
too.
Are born and raised
here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense. Okay. No. You're wrong about the blondes, obviously, but
okay,
we appreciate
bro.
It.
All right.
Thank you so much for coming on, bro.
Thank you for the invitation.
We
I
love
really
you.
Appreciate it.
I love you. Happy to help you move anytime. We're going to work on your wingmanning.
Never going to hear the end of that, Mike.
No,
God.
You're not. That was the leverage.
Pages,
you did pay me. That's right.
No.
That's
why I paid.
Imagine if you didn't pay.
Oh, my God.
You would have been out.
You didn't pay him. He would make you fucking make a YouTube video saying, thank you, Tom Carlson, for moving me in.
Every YouTube video, you're plugging me in.
But Lucas, speaking of plugging, please plug in all your socials.
Yeah, it's the Amazing Lucas on YouTube. On YouTube, the amazing animation on YouTube as well. I forgot I had Instagram. I've been blocked on Instagram for a while.
You've been shadow banned on Twitter as well.
Really?
So, yeah, the amazing Lucas on Instagram.
Yeah. You have
merch.
Maybe
TikTok.
Okay. I think we persuaded him.
I think we can make you an amazing Lucas TikTok right now.
Yeah, hopefully it's not taken.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
Twitter,
then,
are you active on Twitter?
He's banned.
No, I'm banned on Twitter.
Oh, man. Oof.
Okay.
But yeah,
and
that's pretty much it. That's
and you
it.
Have merch. You have very controversial
merch.
Yeah, you
merch. Go to amazinglucas.com.
I think it's
Boom.
Like Teespring,
cool.
right? Or,
yeah. Well, you can click on it and it'll
take you
there.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for coming on, and we really appreciate it.
I had a blast.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you DM us any questions on anything we said. Let them know that Lucas is wrong on all the girl advice. Let me know that I'm right on everything. Please, you can DM me on Instagram at tom_carlsonc.
GW Park.
Great.
Thank you guys.
See you next week. Peace.
Peace.